Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to another edition of Walken's Week. Mr. Christopher Walken here again.
Nigel, before we go on, can I make a correction of sorts?
Sure.
So last week I was talking about the Bulgarians with the three testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was just a documentary about cancer.
Oh, so the guy had testicular cancer?
Is that what happens with testicular cancer? I thought you got them cut off if you have testicular.
Well, usually they get something, you have like some growth on them.
Yeah, he had a growth, a third one.
So they cut it off? Or they're just...
I don't know. I was listening to Kenny Chesney.
Hmm.
You get me in my Chesney zone, I'm unreachable.
All right. Well.
Get into that mode. You know, when the sun goes down, I will be baking. Kevin Bacon.
Okay, well, thank you for the...
anyway, sorry.
I had to,
you know, I want people to go away from this show with just the facts.
All right, well, why don't you clue us in on another one there?
You don't even want to chit-chat with me?
I thought you just wanted to... I thought you wanted to get into the fact. Curious about what?
About what I've been doing all week.
That's what we're about to talk about. Isn't that what it works? Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take me all week to find these things out.
All right, well,
sometimes it takes less than a minute. Like, for instance, did you know that Jedi's penises are the same colors as the lightsabers?
I told you that last week.
That was you?
Mm-hmm.
So I should probably double-check that one, see if it's factual.
No, it is.
Because I know that, lions have huge balls. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big balls. Huge.
Is this some kind of pattern with what you study?
I'm a big fan of balls.
Seems to be two of these in a row have been... Or two of these in this season have been testicular.
Yeah. Testicles are a big part of the male physique. Could you imagine what Lance Armstrong would look like without testicles?
Probably a pretty good idea.
What's that supposed to mean?
He already had one of them
looking
cut
at
off.
Him? In the nude?
No, he already had one removed.
Lance Armstrong had one removed?
Yeah, he had testicular cancer.
Is Lance Armstrong Hitler?
What?
Hitler only had one ball.
Oh, that's right. Did he get, like, shot off in World War I or something?
He probably had whatever nut thing that Lance Armstrong had.
I think I've remarked before that they would both make good sponsors for Uniball pens.
Is this like your bulge area joke?
Turn of phrase.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Was that all you wanted to chit-chat about?
Hey, you think that Hitler rode a bike a lot? That's why he lost his nuts?
Did they even have bikes back then?
Yeah. They had them ones with the big wheel in the front, little wheel in the back.
Yeah, I don't think they invented
handlebar mustaches.
I don't think the modern bicycle was invented until 80s movies. You know, everybody's...
Like Garfield and Friends?
Well, the 80s movies, everybody's just riding bikes.
Yeah.
Stand By Me.
They didn't ride no bikes in Stand By Me.
But they did.
That's why it took them so long to get there. They had to walk. Could have just taken a fucking bus. Would have saved all of that.
Yeah.
All of those problems.
That entire...
Just some bus money.
Entire story's... Really stupid.
Would have gotten there early to see the body.
Seems like everybody calls Seinfeld the show about nothing, but it seems like Stephen King's really good at it, too.
Yeah.
Like Stand By Me, not about anything.
It was a coming-of-age story.
Yeah, but they just go somewhere and see a dead body.
That's the fucking...
Everybody knows that was River Phoenix's jumping-off point to do great things.
Yeah, it's true. And that kid, the fat kid, and the Star Trek boy. And the other one.
I don't think any of them ended up good at all.
All right, well, we're done with the fucking chit-chat. I want to get out of here. This place smells like diarrhea farts.
You were the one that wanted the chit-chat. Anyway,
it stinks in here.
Okay,
are you fucking growing potting soil in here? You got a fucking compost dirt farm?
It's called night soil.
What? Night soil? Is that like when you shit in a box?
Yeah. That's what they call the contents of a chamber pot.
You actually do shit in a box in your house.
Yeah, it's part of the eco movement. Compost.
Ego.
Yeah, they came in, I gave you that bunch of grapes that you've been eating.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Anyway, why don't you just...
That's worse than the time I saw that pile of dead babies.
Don't remind me.
Remember that?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead and why don't you tell us what was Walken's week?
All right. This week, I discovered that Alvin and the Chipmunks is based on actual events.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, that's a fucking a cartoon show, you idiot.
So you're saying some guy actually raised three chipmunks and taught them how to sing?
Yeah, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Yeah, some guy named Dave.
I think you're thinking about Garfield and Friends still. Why do you keep bringing up Garfield and Friends?
That was one of the greatest shows ever.
I have to agree with you on that one. Did you like the Anne Friends? Did you like the Anne Friends part of the show?
I never liked those parts as much as Garfield.
I was fast forward on the TiVo.
Tell you the truth, I don't even remember what the Anne Friends parts were.
It's like those weird ducks on the farm.
That's right. I remember the farm, but
yeah,
it was all about Garfield.
Yeah.
They trick you because they give you a dark Garfield cartoon and then one of those Anne Friends one.
Like, here's Garfield fucking cartoon. 2 minutes of Garfield and here's 17 minutes of these assholes you couldn't possibly care about. Fuck them guys. I don't remember one character from that show. That's how memorable it was.
Mm-hmm. You still remember what Garfield sounds like, though. Not Bill Murray.
Yeah, he sounds like the guy who does them Motel 6 commercials. You know, we'll leave the light on for you.
Tom Baudet?
Yeah, he's Tom Baudet. Garfield is Tom Baudet. This week, I discovered that Garfield is actually Tom Baudet from the Motel 6 commercials.
Okay, so I guess that was Walken's week.
No, we were talking about the chipmunks.
Oh, right.
Alvin, Theodore,
right. Okay,
Simon.
Yeah, so this is based on true events.
Based on true events. This guy, he was outside, and all of a sudden he started hearing this beautiful music coming from the inside of a tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, the Keebler Elves moved in.
Right.
Because as we know, the Keebler Elves live in the hollow of a tree, and they sing.
Well, they make their cookies.
Yeah, well, they make cookies. And so, like me, you know, he was like, I'm going to go give me some fucking ginger snaps or whatever. Instead, he comes across these little chipmunk dudes wearing sweaters. And he's like, hey, what the fuck? So he took them in his house.
And
that's it. That's the story.
Exploited them for a record deal?
No. That was their idea.
No. Do you ever wonder... I always wondered why the chipmunks don't look like chipmunks. Like, they're like super, like... tan brown instead of like dark brown like chipmunks actually.
You ever look at a chipmunk
and they don't have the stripes?
You ever really
back?
Look at a chipmunk?
Yeah,
it looks like a fucking chipmunk.
Yeah, but the Alvin chipmunks don't. They look like little mole rats.
Oh, because Simon's wearing glasses.
No, it's because
they're fucking racist.
They're not even the same color. They're just like a really light brown with
chipmunks
no stripes.
Chipmunks come in different colors. You ever go outside?
No, they don't come
you
in different
sit
colors.
Sit around do
like
anything
dark brown
besides
with a light brown
watch Star Wars and shit? Is that your whole life? That's your whole existence.
That's one of it.
Yeah.
One facet of it.
I bet you if they would have had chipmunks in the fucking Star Wars movies, you'd know that they came in different colors. Anyways, yeah. That's the story.
So
I don't know if I need to expand
that. Have you actually met this guy that did that?
No.
I figured you got your connections in
Hollywood. It was on that National Geographic show that I was watching.
Oh.
With the guy with three testicles.
Did you have the sound on this time?
No.
What were you listening to?
Joss Stone. You ever listen
didn't,
to...
didn't he direct Firefly?
No. That was Will Wheaton. Stand By Me.
All right.
You know.
That makes sense. Yeah, I remember now.
Joss Stone. Will Wheaton.
Right.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh. If you don't think about it.
So anyways, yeah. That's the story. I mean, there's not much else to it. I mean, we know the story after they got there.
It was shoved down our throats.
Yeah. You've seen every Christmas carol that they sang along to.
And then they remade them. Live-action chipmunks.
Yeah.
It was CGI, but had that guy from...
TGIF?
Had the guy from My Name is Earl.
Who's... Your name is Earl?
No.
I thought your name was Nigel.
The Alvin and the Chipmunks movies they made. The guy who played Dave was dude from...
I don't think his name is Dave.
I thought it was.
I don't know.
Wendy's?
Is that Garfield? I thought it was Garfield.
That's John.
John. Odie. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. John and Odie, back to back, just makes sense for some reason in my head.
All right, I guess. All right, I guess that was Walken's week, everybody. See y'all next week.